It is time to take a look at another one of the jury recommendations from the inquest into ending intimate partner violence here in Ontario. With us to speak to this, as she is every week, is Lanark County Interval House Executive Director Erin Lee. Erin, welcome back.
Happy to be here as always.
Another new banner. This one is to the Government of Canada, and it is something that we've discussed before at the provincial level and at other levels as well. The Government of Canada should, according to number 79, explore adding the term femicide and its definition to the criminal code to be used where appropriate in the context of relevant crimes. Now, we've talked about this before, Erin. Maybe you can offer a summary as why it's important to use the term femicide.
Sure. The term femicide is specific. It specifically indicates that that person, that woman, that victim was targeted because she is a woman. And when we look at intimate partner violence and we look at the number of femicides that have occurred in our province, have occurred across Canada, it is important for us to make that distinction that this woman was a victim, was murdered, was taken by the hands of violence, specifically because she was a woman.
Makes sense. And it definitely provides that definition. And I think when you hear that term femicide, it is really going to take people to a certain place right away, just like the word murder does right now. If you hear there's a murder in a small town like Smith Falls or Carleton Place or something, people are talking. The word femicide can carry that same weight. And I don't mean for shock value. I mean for the gravity and the weight of the crime that has allegedly been committed.
I agree with you. I think that it's important when we look at what's happened in recent months or in recent weeks with the murder that happened in Haro recently in Essex County. When we look at what's happening and has been happening in the Sioux, it is important to make the distinction and have the community understand that when we're talking about intimate partner violence and when we're talking about the epidemic proportions and when we are challenging the government on Bill 173 to declare it in Ontario, we are talking about the serious implications of the vast majority of murder suicides, of homicides involving domestic relationships, that the victims are women, specifically because they're women, and their perpetrators are at a high percentage male partners, either former or current. And so it is very, very important that we make that distinction so that when we're challenging the federal government about laws, about distinctions, working with the federal government on the National Action Plan, whether that relates to Indigenous women who are murdered and missing, whether that relates to the National Action Plan on gender-based violence, that we're actually talking about making sure that the equity issues related to gender-based violence are highlighted, are validated, and are part of that discussion.
Absolutely. It is an ongoing conversation. Again, the criminal code has to be reopened here. So perhaps a champion will emerge at the federal government level, an MP somewhere, because again, this is now we're talking at the national level, that I'm sure that there are organizations across the country that would like to see this happen as well. So really, it's, as we say in my business, a developing story and one that we'll be watching closely.
I would agree. We would say in our sector, it's a developing story as well. There are many, many connections for us as the National Action Plan is rolled out with the federal government, and hopefully more and more opportunities for us to speak to people like Scott Reed, who is our MP, who is a champion and a supporter of anti-violence agencies in his jurisdictions, and keep the dialogue moving. And using my FM and having these conversations also helps the general public say, well, why aren't we? And why are some people using the term and others not using the term? And why is it that we know that there's an increase in police services actually using the terminology as well and talking about femicide? Because there is a distinction. It is pervasive. And we do need to make sure that the provincial and the federal government is actually reflecting in their laws that validation, because the war on women is not over.
All right. We've talked about in the past what we're going to discuss after we're through the 86 recommendations. This is certainly one area of subject that we will be revisiting, as well as getting intimate partner violence declared as an epidemic in Ontario. So just a couple of things that we will watch in the weeks and months to come. Hopefully not too many years, but hopefully in the weeks and months to come. Aaron, thank you again for this.
Thank you as always, and thanks to my FM to be for ongoing support around the recommendations and looking to the future around how we will continue the dialogue in the general public through my FM.
Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House here on lanarkleadstoday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.